Tracy, would you read your original motion?
No, not right now. I'm sorry, I'm not in a position to do that.
Okay, can anyone read it, Afia?
Bill?
Bill?
I don't have it. Bill, would you read it?
Yeah, Bill, would you?
Yeah. Motion from Tracy Rosenberg. The Election Committee strongly recommends to the National Election Supervisor that the 2010 KPFA staff election uncertified results be invalidated due to gross and repeated violations of the fair campaign provisions and the election redone prior to November 15, 2010. That was before the amendment.
Yes, with the slight amendment that it is now the PNB recommends.
And that was as to the staff election only, correct?
Yes.
Just clarify.
Okay, Afia, would you take the roll on the motion just read as amended by the motion we just passed, the amendment we just passed?
Rahm Agnew. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yeah, I can't invalidate staff, no.
Joe Gonzalez.
Yes.
John O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No. It's not the prerogative of this body.
Summer Lee.
Yes.
Rico Ross. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Shane.
Alberto Luera. George Wright, I'm sorry, Richard Uzzell.
Absolutely, yes.
Nia Bediaco.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Shane. Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg. Alonzo Brown.
Pass.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Mundoff.
Pass.
Del Reed.
No.
Jim Bennett.
Pass.
Jim Bennett passes.
No, this is Kimmery.
I already have you. I'm asking for Jim Bennett. I guess he left.
Oh.
Ifeo Wangaza. Yes.
Ifeo, this is Sharon. Did you get my vote? Yes.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I think I had the mute button. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Alonzo, how do you vote?
No.
Kimmery, how do you vote?
Pass.
You already did that.
Oh, abstain.
Abstain? Did you say abstain?
Yeah, abstain, Afia.
Okay. All right, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no. And 1 abstention.
Okay, the motion passes. Tracy,
sorry,
would you...
Point of information real quick. What was the yeses, Afia?
11.
Okay, thank you.
Tracy, would you forward the motion and the vote to the National Election Supervisor?
Yes, I will do that.
Thank you. Okay, the next item...
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Andrea first, and then Sean. Andrea?
Now, if this is a recommendation and the NES doesn't follow what the majority of you just voted for, then what happens?
Nothing.
Like everything else of it.
Okay. Thank you, George.
Yep. Sean, you had a question?
Yes. Does this mean that time will be put on the next open session meeting for a full discussion of the concerns all across the network when it comes to elections?
Yes, it does. We can decide at that time where it goes on the agenda. I'll put it on new business.
Now, Mr. Chair?
Around if you want to. Yes?
Mr. Chair, since this is such a time-sensitive matter, you can put on a new business. We'll just move it up before we approve the agenda because, we may not get to new business and all of this will become
a
moot point.
That's correct. And the board has the right to decide the priorities it wants to speak to.
Thank you very much.
The next item on the agenda is a motion from a while back commemorating the service of Ivan Dooley. Afia, you had moved to postpone to get more information.
I so moved. There are members of the RFD family that want to participate, and I think that that the more information that we have, the better it is. So I would ask for a postponement hopefully till the next meeting.
Okay, so you're in touch with other people who knew him and would want to participate in this commemoration. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And we're waiting for them to send you something written so we can put it on the. Okay, so there's been a motion to postpone. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay, is there any opposition to that? Okay, hearing none, it will be postponed to the next meeting. The next item on the agenda is to meet as a quasi-committee of the whole, is to discuss the criterion for membership. That was scheduled for 45 minutes, and we have 5. I would suggest we discuss when we're going to have our next meeting and adjourn the meeting after that, unless somebody really wants to extend time for 45 minutes.
No, it's the only sensible thing.
Okay, so I would suggest... let's see, 2 weeks from today.
Mr. Chair,
let me just check to see what's available. Just
may
a moment.
May I say something, please?
Yeah,
may.
Personal privilege, whatever. I'm a single mother. I've had 2 dogs die behind doing what we were in executive session in the last 2 weeks. I've got a 9-year-old son. It's Halloween weekend. I'm not going to be on any meetings that weekend, even if we're discussing election matters. So I'm not saying you guys can't meet because I think I'm like the only one that has a small kid on the local board too. So I know Halloween is Sunday 2 weeks from now, but even Friday, frankly, because there's lots of family stuff, I simply can't keep sacrificing my family to this board. So whatever you choose, if you're able to meet sooner, I will happily participate with the rest of the body, but just ahead of time, I'm asking for an excused absence if it's anywhere on that weekend because I can't keep doing this to my family.
Okay. Hang on a minute while I try to bring up the KPFTX. Would somebody else bring it up? My machine is very slow at the moment. And tell me which
Bill,
days
I've got
are available.
It.
Was that
Bill?
A trick or a treat?
Bill?
Okay, well, the next date is the 22nd, a week from today. The 23rd and the 24th are available.
Okay.
The next date is the 28th, and then the 30th and the 31st.
Okay, the 28th is a what?
Thursday.
A Thursday.
What about, also because of the time sensitivity of the elections, could we possibly just meet next week maybe, 23rd or 24th, to discuss that issue?
We could.
That's a Saturday or Sunday, but they're open.
Just a suggestion. I think we have a local board meeting on the Saturday. I'll do the Sunday if other people want to do that.
So we have one suggestion is Sunday a week from Sunday, or the following Thursday.
This is Kathy. Just as a point of personal privilege, I'll be fundraising next Thursday.
Okay. Well, we aren't. We may get everybody a time when everybody can make it, but it isn't. We can't really shoot for that. We can shoot
well,
for it, but we can't do it.
I'm
we can't
just,
do it. So, what I'd like to do is to get some sense of what you all prefer quickly. And I'm just thinking about how to do it. Let me put two times out, and we'll just take a quick vote. What one would be Sunday, and the other would be Thursday, the 28th. And Sunday is what day?
The 24th.
Okay, so we have the 24th, and we have the 28th as possibilities. So what I'd like to do is just go, Afia, just call the roll and have people say which day they want, unless somebody wants to suggest yet another day.
May I just ask a question? Because I do know it's a holiday weekend for Halloween. But does Thursday give all of our trick-or-treaters enough time to,
Totally. I just don't want to be landing on the weekend because lots of
okay.
kids stuff is happening.
Thank you very much.
Thursday's fine with me, you guys. If you guys like Thursday, I love it.
Thursday. All right.
Okay.
Thank
so.
You.
So if we could...
Well, I have the point of personal privilege. I'm a working woman, and I work Thursday night, so I just want to throw that into the mix.
So that's two. Okay.
So what's that? Just
I have a point of personal privilege also.
Yeah, what's that?
I just wanted to clarify that the 31st is not just Halloween. It's also my birthday.
Ah, happy birthday.
You are a definite trick.
Now that makes it all clear.
See, you're a trick.
I don't want to... And I don't
hey, wait a minute.
Be
it's my niece's birthday, too. Don't bash him too bad.
I don't want to be in the meeting.
Let me do it this way. Who else can't make it on Thursday?
Which Thursday is that?
That's Thursday
28th.
The 24th. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's Thursday the 28th. Okay.
That's probably good. At the end of the
I can't
who
make
else
it.
Can't
make it.
I'm sorry, Nia, you can't make it either?
Yes.
Okay, that's three. Okay, who can't make it on Sunday the 24th?
I've got a problem there.
I have
Lonzo,
a problem.
Lonzo, a problem on Sunday.
Jennifer, a problem.
So I hear three people so far, Sean, Jennifer, and Alonzo. Is that right?
I'd prefer Thursday to the Sunday.
Anybody else? Okay.
Yeah, is that October 28th?
October the 28th, yeah. Okay, so that's the choices.
I cannot do that. October 28th. I'm getting ready to go back to Geneva, and that is my orientation.
Okay, we got four people who can't do it on the 28th.
How about Saturday?
I think we have an LSB meeting for KPFA.
We're taking a face at an LSB meeting.
Yeah.
It's listed as the 13th.
Well, that's
wrong. No, that was the extra LSB meeting.
Yeah, that was the extra one, okay? That was the special meeting, Bill.
Okay.
If anybody wants to suggest another day, I suppose they can.
Was there any other day available, Bill, on the calendar or that week? No.
22nd, 23rd, 24th, 28th, 30th, 31st.
What's going on with the 27th?
Technology.
Well, how many people on this committee, on this board, are on the technology committee?
I am.
One from each signal area.
Right? Everything else, right?
Same as all the others.
We discommode more people than who are simply on.
Yes.
All right, so my question is, and I don't want to belittle technology. It's very important to us. But we're talking about elections here, folks. Could we ask our friends to forego their technology meeting so we can discuss, you know, bad elections are going to be the destruction of us. Some best technology is only going to cost us a little more money. So,
talk to Kathy. She's the chair. Someone should ask Kathy, please.
Oh, is Kathy the chair?
Kathy Davis is the chair.
I am the chair.
Kathy? You got a vice chair?
No. It's a good question. I think we could do that, but I would have to write to the technology committee about rescheduling it. I'd be willing to do that.
Thank you.
But we can't
How about
do that
Saturday?
Now. How about
I can't do it now.
So
no,
let me understand this. We have on the weekend of the 24th, which is Sunday, we also have the 23rd and the 22nd available.
22nd? Oh, that's a Friday, right?
Right.
So is there anything booked on it? If there's nothing booked, maybe we could just do that.
There's nothing booked on that Friday. It's next Friday.
Why don't we just grab it? It's a week from now. The elections are really critical if we're going to even say anything about them, really.
You're a good point, and I don't room. I have something going on, but I'll
change. So that's another possibility. How many people can't make it on that Friday?
I have a commitment, but I can get out of it.
Okay, so I hear nobody can't make it on that Friday.
Grab it.
Maybe it'd be better to send it around by email.
No. No.
We've got to plan our lives.
Well, we can take the vote now. We can
just
decide on which one. So we have Friday the 22nd. We have Sunday the 24th. And we have
23rd.
What's that?
No, the 24th. Saturday would be the
23rd. Saturday the
23rd. I vote for Friday the 22nd. Personally.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, please. You're going to get a chance to vote in a moment, but not now, okay? I'm trying to put the choices in front of us.
Point of information.
Yes?
Since you heard no problems with the 22nd, couldn't we just go to the 22nd and save ourselves a vote?
I will find out. I'm trying to get a vote on what we want to do. So if you don't mind, I'll finish what I'm saying. Get a vote on what we want to do. The other choice was the 28th, and there were four people who couldn't make it on that day. So what I'd like to do is, first of all, is there any objection to the 22nd?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
That's next week.
I got it. Now, this is just a matter of, you know, vote with your preference. That's all. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Athea to call the roll. You vote the day you want, just one day, and we'll take the date which has the most votes.
Tell me now. I got to take a vote.
Will you please say Athea, George?
Did I say Nia?
Yes, you did.
Athea.
So are we saying the 22nd?
No, we're taking a vote. You're going to call the roll. If you want the 22nd, you say the 22nd. If you want the 24th, you say the 24th. And if you want the 28th, you say the 28th.
Okay.
Okay? So go ahead.
Shlom Agnir. Shlom.
Is it going to be around 5:30?
No. Tracy Rosenberg.
When do you need to be there?
She's going
to
be there.
28.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. We can hear you coaxing.
I don't know until she emails me the schedule.
Wait, please mute yourself. We're in the middle of a vote.
Tracy, I voted for the 28th. Did anybody hear me?
28th. I heard you. Go ahead.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala. Sean O'Brien.
Yes, as you can see, I'm already getting grief for all of this, so...
let's go for the 20th.
I will go for the... the 28th.
Continue, please. Athea, please continue with the roll.
Rico Ross.
I'm sorry, did you call Radford or Reese?
I call Leslie Radford.
Okay.
Rico Ross.
What about Summer Reese?
You're next. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll go with the 28th. That sounds awful. Thank you.
No closure?
Any of those. I'll abstain.
Richard Uzzell?
I'd like to thank the chair for going to the trouble of deciding this date, and I'm going to vote for the 22nd.
Nia Bediako.
The 28th.
Kathy Davis.
22nd.
Jennifer Jaeger.
28th.
Alex Steinberg. Alonzo Brown.
22.
Campbell Johnson.
28th.
Kimberly Orendahl. Mm-hmm. Marcel Reed.
22nd.
Jim Bennett. Lucia Wangaza. I have to say. Well, I guess 22nd. That's the only one I can do.
Okay. So the vote is 7-5 for the 28th. We'll go with the 28th. I'll put the notice in the.
Leslie Pass here.
Oh, sorry, Leslie. Which way do you vote?
I can only do the 22nd or the 24th, so let's make it the 22nd.
Okay, so now it's 7-6 for the 28th as opposed to the 22nd.
This is Tracy. I'll change my vote. Let's make it the
26th. Okay, now it's 7-6 the other way for the 22nd. So if I hear nothing further, it's the 22nd. Hearing nothing further, meeting's adjourned. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Night.
Night.
Okay. Night. Thank you.